Welcome to the Notorious MMA Podcast, UFC 210, Daniel Cormier versus Rumble Johnson. I'm here with Alan on my left, Leo on my right, and Eric on the phone in Germany.
What's up, guys?
We're going to touch on UFC London because we didn't do a podcast for the last event. We're sorry about that. But there was plenty of action, of course there was. We had John Goodman, Dan Hardy, of course, in attendance. We're going to start and pay tribute to Brad One Punch Pickett because he had a great career. We want to give him a send-off on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brad One Punch Pickett!
For me, this is the toughest sport you could do. Period.
Great guy, great entertainer.
You know, he represented Britain well. He fought hard. He was actually winning his last fight, and he got caught by Vera.
That was so harsh to see. You know, he was actually winning the fight.
Yeah, everyone was heartbroken. Even Vera was heartbroken. Yeah. He cried at the end of that fight. So
he just wanted him to hang on. Yeah, and that head kick just come out of nowhere. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. Eric, what did you make of that head kick?
Oh, it's a sick head kick, man. It was lightning quick, innit? It proper came out of nowhere and just laid Liam out of Sparko. It was a good fucking kick, man. But it was a great career. Brad Pickett, man, representing.
Where?
London.
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 London?
Yes, London. You know, fish, chips, cup of tea.
Before we go into, like, analysing, I'd like to hear Paul, you've met him. Leo, did you meet him as well?
No, I haven't met him. No, been to one of his fights in Birmingham, was it?
Well, yeah, we were there, man. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Paul, do you want to run through your experience with him? What was he like in person?
Yeah, I actually met him at the press conference of Bisping versus Silva, O2 Arena. The story is I couldn't get in because it was that packed, and when I got there and I waited outside, I ended up getting a free poster somehow, someone, and some of the fighters were coming out. I remember Jimmy Manna was there, Brad Pickett was one of the people walked by, Forrest Griffin was there, was a few there. And then Pickett was just right there and I just grabbed the picture with him, you know.
Did you talk to him much?
Nah, not really, because he knew everyone wanted a photo there, and you know, he had a few, he was doing quite a few photos, so yeah, you just say you're a good fighter and that, and then yeah, and then they say thanks, and there you go.
Yeah, he will be missed. Great character to have.
Of course.
I'm so thankful for the UFC giving me this platform to show my skills, and all the fans, man, I love you.
And another highlight of the night was Diakise's knockout.
Sick.
Again, representing England.
What a performance.
Yeah, man, this guy's one to watch out for, man. He looks like a serious contender.
That was a great performance, like, all round. Like, the kicks
way he started,
was thrown out were insane.
He destroyed him, man. He was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, did he get knockout of the night? There were so many good knockouts, I just don't know.
He would have got a performance bonus.
Yeah,
for that,
he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Performance of the night, yeah.
Great. He deserved it.
And he looks so fast, doesn't he? He's so athletic and fast and on his toes. And, man, his precision, man. That punch absolutely stiffened him up, innit?
Yeah, haven't seen something like that in a long time.
And he just looks like he's enjoying himself in there. Like, you know, his style. Like, he's just having fun. Like, he knows he's
very
that good.
He knows
he's that good that he just... like, you saw the smile just light up on his face when he knocked him out.
Now I feel like US is my home now. I feel confident. Like, today I just felt relaxed, and you know, when I got in there, I just thought, you know, I could do anything I want, and that's what I did.
To be fair, the way Mark started was really good, and he had already hurt him to the body. Was he didn't take a punch for a good minute or two.
He wasn't fighting a top opposition, but no. I can't wait for him to start making his way up the ranks. And I tell you what, he put the world on notice with that performance, so I'm sure he'll be fighting top 2015 fighters soon enough.
Yeah, I think you're right, Eric. Definitely, I think he's made a name for himself now. Next time he will get a good fight, I think.
Dan Hardy's approved his red mohawk.
It was popular, that. We were at the weigh-ins and everyone's kind of looking at it. Dan Hardy was a class act at the weigh-ins, by the way.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, cool.
Let's move on to Duffy. That was a good fight. Duffy versus Reza Madadi. Awesome fight. What did you guys make of that, Alan?
Yeah, I expected more from him. But Madadi's obviously tougher than I thought. But yeah, it was a good showing for Duffy. And got the decision. Can't remember too much.
No, right? I remember my daddy was tough, and he took a lot of damage. Joe was quite a dominant performance, but my daddy didn't really want to just give in, so that's why it did end up as a decision. Joe couldn't find the finish. He was that tough. Mm. But Joe was an all-round performance, a great performance, kicking him to the body, a lot of good striking. He was very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Joe Duffy's really at home when he fights in the UK, and he tends to win quite comfortably, I thought. He did really well in that fight.
I definitely think he can, you know, he's looked like he can trouble people, you know, high up, and you know he deserves that now. He's got some good wins. Everyone knows he's one person. He actually did beat McGregor at one, you know, one time. So he's got submissions. Yeah.
What do you think? I was super impressed with Duffy's performance, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was cool, collected, man, and he was picking his shots. He never looked fussed. His technique was good. He was on his toes, man. I think he could go a long way, man. He's decent at wrestling. He's got a good ground game. And his boxing skills really is quite a few levels above your average MMA fighter, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I was super impressed, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got good range with his boxing, I find. Like, he knows how to use his range. It's good to watch. Mm. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's got legitimate boxing skills. Like, he could go into a boxing ring and do well for himself.
But he's mastered.
Mastered? I don't care if he's Muhammad, Imad, Bruce Lee.
And to quote my one of my heroes, Rampage Jackson, about my daddy, man, he can take a licking and keep on ticking, man. That guy's hard as nails.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the co-main event of UFC London, Gunnar Nelson versus Alan Jobin. Mm. We all expected a good fight. We expected it to be close, but it finished very quick. Round one.
Impressive, yeah. I mean, I picked Jobin to get this one done because I thought he's been on a good run recently. But Nelson surprised me, yeah. That was awesome performance.
Yeah, Nelson looked fantastic in that fight. He really did a number on him, both on the feet and with that submission at the end. Was just epic. Really enjoyed that. I'm glad Gunnar's at his best again. I can't wait to see him fight someone else. That calls for a good fight after that.
Yeah,
I was surprised at a couple of things. First of all, I was surprised that Jobin wasn't ranked in the top 15.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought he won like four or five straight fights. Like, I was like, I couldn't believe he wasn't ranked.
It's a packed division, isn't it, that one?
Yeah, I guess so. And then I was really surprised with the fight, man. I thought Jobin would do way more with his striking and really trouble Gunnar Nelson, but I don't think he landed anything. I can't remember him landing a thing.
No.
Gunnar just blitzed him. Just absolutely wiped his ass with him.
That's a bit strong, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I think a few little hits, but nothing significant. Like, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, Gunnar Nelson back on top, man. He looked fucking good.
That's it. I'm a big fan of Gunnar Nelson. But I think we're all bigger fans of Jimmy Manua, especially after that performance versus Corey Anderson, main event.
Yeah, Jimmy, our boy.
David Hay, if you want to do it, you know where he is, you know?
That's going to be as one-sided as a gang rape.
Calling out David Hay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys make of that? What would happen in that situation?
Yeah, it's in the boxing ring as well, though. But yeah, I'd still fancy Manuel because I just think he's younger and better than him.
Yeah, calling out someone who just lost, like, it's just strange to me.
It's a money fight. He knows it's similar to McGregor, Mayweather.
Yeah, is he copying McGregor a little bit too much?
Yeah, he was honest about it.
A little bit too obvious.
Yeah, he said he wants to get on the undercard of McGregor.
Yeah, he was saying there's a spot there. Yeah, there's a spot there, and people have said stuff like, yeah, we could get another UFC fight. You could make it a night and make it a show, and I think some people, especially Dana, would have a good opinion there, like the Pride days and stuff like this, where you'd, you know, get different types of fighters fighting.
Event with loads of fights on there. Yeah,
some interesting fight. I think it's gonna sell out. That could be one of the biggest sporting events of all time, McGregor Mayweather. I think everyone said that it could be the most, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it
would. Most watched sporting event there, in history. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what? Fuck Floyd, trust me. This whole boxing world don't know what they're gonna see when I roll in here. I'm unpredictable. Nobody knows what they're in for.
But anyway, go going back to his performance, man, he looked awesome, man. Corey Anderson didn't stand a chance for him.
No, he didn't. I mean, he got caught early, similar to Joban. You know, he got caught early and someone's got too much power and Jimmy finished him off.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Leon Roberts has called a stop to this contest at 3:05 of the very first round, declaring the winner by knockout, Jimmy Poster Boy Manuwa.
Jimmy, lions eat first, right?
Lions eat first, baby.
Just one point.
What's up, London?
Yeah.
They both landed 6 strikes.
Yeah.
Funnily enough.
Yeah. And you know what cracked me up the most about this is because we were at the weigh-ins. Mm. And Paul threw the question at them.
Yeah, yeah.
Who did they think was going to win at the Q&A? Yeah. Mm. And
that's right.
There was no English people.
There was
on
no
the
English
panel.
People on that stage. We had Misha Tate,
yeah,
Mickey Gall,
Claudia Gadella.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the Nightmare.
Yeah, Engu.
Francis Engu. Yeah.
The Nightmare, the Predator.
The Predator. Mm. That's it. Paul, what did you say when you were up there?
Well, first of all, this Indian guy in front of me, he stole my question. I was originally... I don't know if you know the story, Eric, but I was originally going to ask. I said to Leo, like, let me get my question before I go up there. And I said, I think GSP Bisping, it was an easy question to think and get all of them to say what they thought, who was going to win.
Yeah.
And literally one away, and this guy is in front of me. It was like one or two away, and
he asked
my bloody question. They all answered it individually. I was like, he just stole my question.
Yeah.
So I played it safe. I thought, let me ask. No one's really asked about the main event, I don't think. You know. So I just thought, ask about Jimmy and Corey, you know.
Yeah.
And then I obviously asked the question, and no one wants to say anything. So for a joke, I'm like, come on, Mickey.
On behalf of the Notorious MMA podcast here in London, I'd just like to know if Jimmy gets the job done tomorrow night, who's next in line, and, you know, do you think Jimmy's going to get the job done, or can you see Corey sneaking it?
What do you think, main event tomorrow night, Jimmy Manuwa, Corey Anderson, do you have a pick? No?
Come on, Mickey.
Hey, what's up, London? I think Corey Anderson's going to win.
In the quiet words of the Virgin Mary, come again.
And then Mickey comes out and he starts talking.
I don't drink tea.
I don't drink tea, I don't eat, I like my coffee black, I'm from Jersey.
Would you fucking say, you mug? You fucking heard, you fat fucking...
Oh man, the crowd went nuts at that point. You guys are probably going to hear it as well on like the TV, on the YouTube.
It was like, Yorkshire.
Everyone was going nuts. They were going, boo, fucking hell. Yeah.
It was hilarious.
And you could see he looked so embarrassed, like he was like really quiet.
Mickey Gall,
completely. Yeah, Dan Hardy kind of warmed up the situation a bit.
Do
you think he's racist, Paul? Do you think he's got something against Britain?
There was a little something there. I mean, you know.
There was no need for it. There was no need for that.
He won no English fans that night. I'll tell you that.
You know, maybe one day we can get to the bottom of it. You know, if I speak to him, you know, face to face in person, we can just say, hey, like, what? You know, one minute you say, what's up, London?
Let's have a cup of tea.
You know, I'm just there promoting the podcast and that, giving the shout out, asking a question. Next minute you're talking about tea and biscuits. I thought it was definitely a little stereotypical.
Now, let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off. I think I should take you outside and teach you a lesson for mugging me off and make me look a cunt in front of my fucking pals.
Yeah, man, you should have fucking said, well, we don't eat fucking fried chicken and donuts.
Well, I let the Yorkshire fans just taunt him and have a laugh. They just backed me up pretty much, representing someone from England, or they just backed me up. But then I said, after they were all screaming and shouting, and like Leo said, he was just a bit nervous on stage, he didn't really know what to say. Then I went, all right, Dan, what do you think? And then Dan actually, you know, was like, okay, like, no one else wants to say anything, let me actually say something. So he started talking and that, and then
he
it was
it
fine.
Down,
huh? Yeah, he broke it down, but he wouldn't give an answer. He had to stay mutual because he was a commentator.
Yeah, that's what he said, isn't it? That he couldn't give a prediction.
Well, that was it. That was the UFC build-up. Me and Leo were in attendance on the Friday, then the show on the Saturday. Obviously, Jimmy now pushing on. He's looking to get, you know, DC, Rumble, David Hay or John Jones, he's been saying recently in interviews. So, you know, I'd like him to get the winner of DC or Rumble. That would be really good.
You know, Glover Teixeira didn't want to fight me. They, none of them want to fight me, but I'll fight anyone. That was him at the press conference.
He legitimately only needs one punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not many people like that.
No, yeah. Do you know what I like? Really, I like the fact that he is a true Londoner as well. Mm. He really is. Like, he's not hiding it. He's truly Londoner. He's got the accent. He is proper London. I love it. So it's good to see a London fighter doing so well. Shout out to James.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need someone with an accent now.
Chasing status. I get so once. It's on. I will not lose. Look, I was raised in a city with no heart, where there's no heart. Stepping when it comes to me getting at no far. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler. Raised on a battlefield, born as a sufferer. Before I had the
Right, we're going to get into the UFC 210 analysis, main card, DC Rumble. Johnson is the main event, the light heavyweight championship of the world.
AJ, don't give up, let's go! Get up, get up!
I heard his coaches yell, don't give up. You'll never hear my coaches say that to me, because they've never experienced me just flat out give up.
Oh no. He's in big trouble.
So what it did for me was it gave me an extra boost. I was like, wow, I can actually go finish him because he's about ready to pack it in.
Don't give up. Push their head. Push his head. Don't give up.
It is all over. Daniel Cormier. It's the new UFC light heavyweight champion.
You know, a job well done for him. But now we have a rematch.
And the new.
I don't look past this one, but I get my hand raised again. He's not going to be able to do it. I'm going to draw him again. And I'm going to look back, and he'll be laying on the ground and crying on the stool just like he did last time.
If he feels I'm mentally weak, that's fine. I'm going to wait till I whip his ass. He's going to find out what crying's really about.
What do you think, Al?
I mean, Rumble, obviously, has knocked out a few people since then.
Yeah.
You know, in his last fight, he took out Glover in, like, early in the first round. That was amazing. But again, yeah, I know what you mean. Will it be the same fight again? Like,
it's hard to call. Like, do you think it's too soon? Do you think, have they evolved enough? Are they ready for this?
Mm.
I think they both are, personally, because Rumble hasn't lost to anyone but DC.
Mm.
And DC hasn't lost to anyone but Jon Jones. Mm. He beat...
Was,
Rumble yeah. had his moments. He rocked him a few times.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cormier, he was all over him. It looked amazing. Mm. And, you know, no one's beating Cormier except Jon Jones, and we got to remember that, you know. So that's why he's a champ and he's up there. But Rumble Johnson's just much more exciting.
Yeah.
So
I still can't wait to
I
see
I want
it.
To see him knock him out. But at the same time, I love Cormier. He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
So either way, so it's a good fight for me. But I also think, you know, when two people know each other that well, because they've had a fight already, it could be something like we saw with Woodley and Thompson. Maybe they'll neutral each other out. There'll be too much respect or something like that.
Yeah.
They tend to go the distance, I find. When they meet again, they normally do. It's the same with Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor. They went the distance the second fight. So I feel like that there's a good, strong possibility of that, unless Rumble does what he does best and knocks him out.
Yeah, but he's got to stop that takedown, hasn't he? He has to stop the takedown.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
And he's gotten better, and, you know, he's done the training. You can see he's better at stopping it. But this is Daniel Cormier, the best fucking wrestler in there, probably.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of anyone who's better than him at the moment. But I'm sure there are contenders, but at that weight, definitely not.
Yeah.
What do you think, Eric?
Man, yeah. Huge fight, man, a real important one. If DC wins this fight, man, he pretty much cements himself as the best.
Yeah.
And there's only one person out there that he could fight. No one else. He's proven it, and he shouldn't have to defend his belt against anyone else except Jon Jones, if that ever comes around to happening.
Maybe even Jimmy Manoa, mate.
Yeah, that will be interesting. I don't know if DC would want to take that fight. But yeah, that would be interesting. If Rumble pulls out the bag, if Rumble does win it, he throws that whole division up in the air, man. It starts to get really exciting. And really, it's Rumble's one and only chance. I don't see Rumble getting another crack at this if he gets beat.
And also,
to be honest with you, so yeah, it's a huge, huge fight. It's really important for both of them, for their legacy.
Yeah, and if Rumble wins, he can actually rematch Jimmy Manuwa because he beat him once before.
I say if Rumble wins this one, Manoa probably needs to fight DC because he's already beaten him once.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah, but they'll probably do another rematch. I don't know how it'll work, yeah.
Could be,
but just going back to your rematch point, Leo, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't see this going the same way. So with Diaz and Conor McGregor, I think Conor McGregor tried to win a decision. I think that was his game plan. That's what he changed from his first fight. So he was trying to win a decision, I believe.
I don't believe he was trying to win a decision.
I do. Because he wasn't trying to unload all of his shots.
It was more weary because he knew that gas was his problem in the first fight. He ran out of gas, so he was more weary of that. But I think he wanted to knock him out. He's a knockout.
At times, he nearly knocked him out. He nearly did a couple of times. Yeah. Knocked him down.
But yeah, he didn't have it. He had to go, you know, the distance in that fight. And then I was quite weary that he quickly called him out at a lighter weight after that, because he obviously struggled a little bit at welterweight, I think. Mm. At least against Nate Diaz, he did.
That's true.
He's not a welterweight.
I still think,
small,
though, rematches have a tendency to go the distance normally. Not always.
I
not
don't
always.
See this one. No, there's I know what you mean, but I don't see that that's going to be the same this time round, man.
Okay.
Because I don't think, you know, first of all, I don't think DC is going to be unwilling to engage. I think all the contrary. DC wants to get in on the inside and get his hands on him and beat him up and beat him up quick. And Anthony Johnson, the same thing, man. Anthony Johnson can't be fucking around on the outside for too long, man. He's got to try and take his head off. That's his only chance of winning.
Mm. Well, I hope so, but I think there's too much respect there now for me. I think it's a weary one.
I'm looking forward to the picks that we're going to have on this card. I think we're going to have some...
Tough one, right? Yeah.
Everyone's going to go for something different, I think. Especially with the main
event. But I mean, really, Rumble Johnson decision? You think it's going 5 rounds, Leo?
Yeah, I think it could do. It's a strong possibility. I know it's not his game, but DC can take a punch and he'll make it last. He's not going to get knocked out easily.
No, not easily. But I don't think Rumble could do 5 rounds with DC. I think he'd be fucking fucked.
Well, all these muscly guys do, but...
But that's because he nearly knocked him out a few times. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I don't think he's got 5 rounds in him, man.
No. I don't
think
he's got...
Yeah, it depends.
A lot of muscle he's got carrying.
If he actually really hurt Cormier, you know, we've seen Cormier go 5 rounds a couple of times now, so... You know.
Yeah, DC can go all day. No problem there.
But he can go all day, but he is human. He does tire a little bit later on.
What if he picks him up and pins him down on the ground? Then he could easily last a long time, you know? That's that as well.
That's
not DC style, though, man. He'll want to put a beating on him.
Yeah.
He won't just want to hold him.
But even when he does it a couple of times...
If Rumble can defend, though, then he won't be as effective.
It tires you out, all the attempts.
That's what we're saying. We don't think he can. When he gets him down, I think it's just game over.
I think Rumble's going to be better at defending it this time.
For round one and two, it's quite good.
I feel like he's gotten stronger.
Especially the first couple. Mm.
Okay.
I don't see any evidence of Anthony Rumble Johnson getting anywhere near 5 rounds, man. His last 3 fights have been knockout in the first round, in the first round, and his second round. He doesn't have to go very long very often.
Well, Leo was just...
Yeah, but I think against DC you do, because he's one of a kind, and he's like a guy who'll make it last to the distance if he doesn't stop you before. And
Leo's just saying it's a possibility. I don't think he's saying it's the most likely thing to happen, not by any means.
It's not
just
exactly
a possibility.
What I want to happen, even. I'd love to see Rumble knock him out, but I think against someone as good as DC, it does. It goes the distance, and they're both at the prime. They're both at the peak of their fucking... bestness.
Yeah.
So I think it will go till the end.
I hear you, but we're going to have to disagree, man. I don't think there's any chance this goes into the fourth or fifth round, man. I just either Rumble knocks him out earlier, or DC puts a beating on him and he fucking gives in.
Yeah.
I don't see it going four or five rounds, no way.
We'll see what happens on the night.
Who punches the hardest, you think?
Anthony Johnson.
Rumble Johnson, right?
100%. Anthony Johnson hits harder than any person, no doubt. Every time he hit me, it made me just kind of like fly all over the place. And I'm like, wow, he's trying to take my head off. Even when he missed, you could hear it.
Hopefully the co-main event is just as exciting, and it should be, really. Two experienced fighters, Chris Weidman versus Gegard Mousasi from Holland, of course.
Big fight.
A good fight, you know. Middleweight division.
Oh man, it's huge. Great fight.
Alan, thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I can't wait for this one. I think it's a great fight. Mousasi needs a bigger name now. Again, he just beat Uriah Hall.
Mm.
He beat, was it Belfort before that, I think? And he's been calling out for the top five of this division to fucking step up and fight him. You know, everyone's like been tied up recently.
Yeah.
And Weidman just coming off the knockout to Romero,
yeah.
Which was like our knockout of the year, I think, last year.
Mm.
I mean,
mine for sure.
Yeah, I think everyone's.
It's
yeah.
a really interesting fight. Again, I think it's really hard to see how this is going to go. I think they're both pretty much the same. They're both good at striking, but they like to get the fight down and beat people up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just can't wait for this, really. This is going to be a sick fight, yeah.
Yeah, I think Mousasi is looking to submissions a little bit more than Weidman, a little bit.
I don't know.
He's a bit more dangerous, I would have thought, because he's quite controlling on the ground, but Weidman's a good wrestler, getting people down, generally, and stopping takedowns.
Yeah, and some...
Weidman's got excellent jiu-jitsu, man.
Yeah.
He's a black belt. He's awesome at Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, yeah, I see him more as, like, he uses his striking, like, the way he fought against Anderson Silva and stuff. You know, he uses stand-up and he uses wrestling. That's what I think.
He's elite all-round, man.
Mm.
He's elite all-round. This should be a seriously high-skilled, high-leveled fight, man. It should be pretty sick.
Well, that's it. Do you reckon Mousasi can get him down, then?
Wrestling-wise, no chance. He can't, like, wrestle
but,
him
but
down.
But, what, to, like, trip
no
him?
Chance.
Maybe a little judo trip?
Sneaky trip.
You know, Mousasi's
like
got
said,
those...
Like you said before, anything is possible. But I don't envision... Mousasi taking Weidman
down.
No,
I don't know. Like, my honest opinion is that I've seen Mousasi control guys, you know. Remember Uriah Hall, you know, his last fight, he dominated him. Once he gets you down, even a bigger guy who someone's even bigger than him, he controls them. So
yeah,
I think...
Uriah Hall can't wrestle.
Yeah,
man.
That's Uriah Hall.
Yeah,
he
I know, but I'm just saying,
but
his performances have been good. Forget, you know, Uriah Hall,
yeah,
all of his performances.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I'm trying to say. I think he definitely could. I don't think it's as, you know, unlikely, you know. But, you know, it's definitely
real,
an interesting
fight.
Yeah. On the feet.
I think it's very unlikely. I think Musasi's best game plan will be to stick and move, man, and try and hurt him. Mousasi's got slick striking skills.
Mm.
The one knock on him in a lot of his fights is he plays it not safe. That wouldn't be the correct word, but he doesn't engage as much. He tries to be too clean with his striking.
Cautious.
And
yeah.
As long as he doesn't do that, as long as he is coming forward and engaging and popping that jab out constantly, he's got a good chance to beat him on the stand-up, and then maybe once he's fucked, then be able to take him down, once he's got him slightly rocked.
Mm.
But I think Weidman's too good a wrestler, his jiu-jitsu skills are way too good for Mousasi to want to try and take him down, man. I think he's got to try and box him.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Liam?
Well, I think you're underestimating Mousasi a bit. He's got
yeah.
great submissions and ground game as well, man.
This
he,
is what
he
I
can,
was saying.
He
yeah.
can, I think you're right. He does need to rock him before he takes him down. He needs to be really good with his hands first and then take him down, and then he could ground and pound him or even tap him out, I think. You know, I thought Weidman, sometimes he looked a little bit surprised when he does fall on his back, because then people are hurting him. I thought in his last two fights he looked a bit shocked when he fell down.
Yeah.
And I think you can catch him at that point. But Weidman, you know, he's only been fighting the best in the UFC, and yeah, I think he's going to put on a great fight. And both these guys are quite physically the same kind of shape and size.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's
really
even.
You know, when I look at them,
I
really
feel like
even.
It's really even. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really hard to call where this will go, but I don't know. I'm edging towards Musasi a little bit on this one myself.
I just think it'll be a war on the feet.
Yeah. 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 I thought just because Weidman's come off two losses now and he's a little bit down, it's really hard for him in this one.
Must win,
whereas
Musashi's against the wall, isn't it?
Yeah, Musashi's had four straight wins, so I feel like he's got the hype going into this one.
But he has to beat, you know, he's been waiting for a big name fight. He has to beat.
Yeah, he's
got
to get
like
past that fifth place and really, you know, beat some top people. Now.
Yeah,
you know, he keeps failing at that hurdle. Mm. Reminds me a little bit of Bisping in his old days. But if he does it on this one, then he makes a big name. He's in contention for a title fight soon. You know.
Careful, man. This is the division where people who win title shots don't get them.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Musashi might be getting
There's
one.
There's no guarantee of it these days anymore, like at all. But you know, at least he can put his name out there. You know, he can start to do it after this fight. Yeah, excited though, man. It's going to be one hell of a night. I think these two fights in particular on the cards are amazing. Mm. The rest of the fights are decent, but a little bit questionable.
People will remember who Chris Weidman is. I will get back on track. I will get back to winning, dominating. That's what my goal is.
Go, go, go!
If I want to fight for the belt, I really need to win this. Just be sharp and do my thing, and I'll be fine.
Nice, yes. Hey, perfect.
I'm going to beat him. I'm going to beat him up.
Hey. Third on the card. Two women we've never heard of.
Yeah.
Fucking Cynthia Calvillo versus Pearl Gonzalez.
Yeah.
And we don't know much at all about these girls.
Honestly, yeah, we've heard of Cynthia. She's had one fight in the UFC, four straight wins, no losses, but we don't know. It's relatively unknown to most people. Pearl Gonzalez is brand new, you know. Got shout out to the UFC for fucking up the website and not giving us any stats. Do find our sources elsewhere, and she has got a 6-1 record, 1-6, lost one.
Yeah.
But you know, fairly new. You know, she's never had a UFC fight. She's been doing all these other events that are unknown in London. We don't hear of these places. We look it up on Sheardog, and that's how we know about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. I don't know. It's a weird one to have on the main card, to be honest.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, Pearl Gonzalez got a good record. She must be alright. I don't know nothing about her. And Cynthia Calvillo, whatever, it didn't ring a bell. But then once we were talking about it, you know, pre-podcast recording, I did actually remember that one fight she had in the UFC. And she was a terrier. She was a beast. I remember when she took that girl down, she took her back like nothing and choked her out. And I do actually remember that. She was really, really high level on the ground.
Yeah.
We'll just wait and see and cross our fingers. Hope it's a good one.
Yeah, and that's it. A few of us have to do a little research on that before our picks. But in the next fight, it's two very well-known fighters, Thiago Alves versus Patrick Cote. It's a really good fight here. Brazil versus Canada.
It's a good, fun, striking matchup.
Yeah, this is an enjoyable fight. It's you know, really good stand-up guys here. Patrick Cote, I think, is a little bit more rounded for me. I think he can take it anywhere. He's a good Canadian, solid fighter, the Predator. I enjoy watching him fight. I think his last fight was a loss to Cerrone.
Yeah, he was looking really good before that.
Yeah, before that, he looked great, but Cerrone is another level above him, I'd say. Really done him in that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thiago Alves, he's been really up and down, man.
Yeah, he has.
The Pitbull, I mean, he was once great to watch back in the days when he was fighting Matt Hughes and delivering leg kicks like that back in the day. He looked great. He's had a few knockouts since then, but he's had a few losses, especially recently Jim Miller, Carlos Condit.
Yeah.
So those were like big losses on his record. But
he lost to the gatekeeper, Jim Miller.
Yeah, even to Jim Miller, the gatekeeper. Yeah.
Yeah, he lost to the gatekeeper. How do you get on the main card of a numbered UFC event after losing to a gatekeeper?
Yeah.
Whose dick is he sucking?
Yeah, I think it's just because he's got that reputation. He's had a few knockouts. He's a bit unpredictable sometimes, but yeah, he's lost it in a big way recently.
Yeah, he's still a fun fighter to watch.
Yeah,
and
he is.
I think Jim Miller really stepped it up in that fight, if I remember, and took it to him.
Yeah, Jim Miller's a good fight, but he's one of those gatekeepers, man. Yeah, for sure.
But I think in this fight, you won't have to worry about a little scrappy guy all over him. I think it would be a good stand-up battle, like, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so. They both need to prove themselves. So when you've got two people who need that win, hopefully they're more hungry for it and they put on a good show.
Yeah,
that's it.
What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I'm kind of against this fight being on the main card, man. You've got two people who are on the downside of their careers, man. I'm not... I mean, Patrick Cote, he did look promising before he got roughed up by Donald Cerrone, but
yeah.
I see him as a bit of a spent force, to be honest with you, man. And Thiago Alves, he's too predictable a fighter, man. He has not evolved with the game of MMA. When we first saw him, back when the UFC was a little bit more primitive than it is now, he was really exciting, man. He had his tight Muay Thai stance and he was whipping them kicks like no one's business, but he hasn't evolved, man. And Patrick Cote is a bit of a spent force, so I'll be hoping for a slobber knocker, like a barroom fight, but I don't expect like too much high level skill going on here.
We'll have to see how that one plays out, but it's two experienced guys. Hopefully they put on a show. Hopefully they come for the knockout. They both need it in their careers right now. A good knockout, you know, puts you up the ladder, really. But the first fight on the main card is Ill Will Brooks versus Charles Oliveira. And it's a good fight in the lightweight division, you know.
This is a sleeper fight, man. This could be an electric fucking fight.
Of course, it's, you know, lightweight, it's very fast. USA versus Brazil, some good guys. So, what do you think, Eric? Eric?
Man, I think this could be fight of the night, man. I think this could be an electric fight. Both of them are, like, outstanding athletes. Will Brooks is a seriously good kickboxer, man. He throws with mean intentions, real powerful leg kicks. He's got real good boxing skills. He's an absolute athlete. And Charles Oliveira, man, this guy can take a beating. He keeps on coming. He's got some of the best jiu-jitsu in the UFC, man. I'd say definitely he's in the top 10 for BJJ in the UFC, man. He's an exciting fighter. He always tries to go for the finish, man. He can scrap on the feet as well. I think this should be a bad boy fight.
Yeah, he's got some, you know, losses to some very good people on his record. Max Holloway, Anthony Pettis, Ricardo Lamas. And
he's fought the best at his division,
yeah, man. Yeah, he's been performing. So this one is going to be a fun fight. Whoever wins this is pushing back up the ladder again. What do you think, Al?
Yeah, I think this is a really fun fight as well. Like Eric said, I think two dynamic fighters, both needing a win as well. And yeah, it'd be fun to see how it plays out. Obviously Oliveira will be going for the submission, trying to get him down, but I think it'll be a tough job because Will Brooks looks pretty tasty so far.
I agree, it's a good fight, it's a really good fight. Will Brooks is really well rounded kickboxing and ground game, I think that's great. Charles Oliveira, really good submissions is what I remember for him most. And I think it's quite funny the way Will Brooks has jumped from Alex Oliveira to Charles Oliveira. He's got it in for the Oliveiras at the moment, man. My brother-in-law's Portuguese, he's called Oliveira. I just think it's a good fight. I favour Will Brooks a little bit more in this fight. I think he's got more tools and he's a younger, fresher fighter. I feel like Oliveira's been around and he looked a bit soft after getting two submissions in a row in his last two fights, so I feel like there's something to worry about there.
Yeah, cool.
Oh man, sorry bro, man, but Charles Oliveira's 3 years younger, my man.
Yeah, he's younger?
Yeah, man, he's only 27, man. He broke out in the UFC when he was young.
He's younger, what I mean. He's been around in the UFC much longer, you know. Will Brooks has only just come in. He's only had one fight.
Yeah.
One or two fights.
More experienced than Brooks, isn't it? But he's younger.
Yeah, but I just feel like, you know, Will Brooks is a fresher fighter. You know, he hasn't taken as much damage as Oliveira. So I think, yeah, it's going to affect him a little bit. I thought he looked good against Ross Pearson as well, Will Brooks.
Yeah, his debut.
You know, he only won by decision, but Ross Pearson is a hard fight, and he won that. So commend him on that one.
Even in that fight, he slacked off a bit at the end.
Yeah.
So he really needs a performance in this one.
Yeah, it's a big step up for him as well. Charles Oliveira is ranked ninth. And he's fought with a lot of the best fighters, but I don't know. I just favour Will Brooks. I think he's mentally a bit stronger in this one.
Okay. Charles Oliveira has also lost 3 of the last 4, man, so he desperately needs a win.
Exactly, yeah.
Good fight.
Cool. No, Notorious.
You can call me Mythic Mike because I predict these things.
Notorious predictions, UFC 210, Buffalo, New York, Daniel Cormier versus Anthony Johnson. Alan, the current champ at the moment, who are you going with?
Tough one again, but I've gone with a pretty similar result as the first fight. DC submission, second round.
Second round on this one, yeah. A little bit earlier.
I was going to pick the exact same thing, because... that's all I can think of how it goes. So, but I've gone second round this time.
Okay.
Mixing it up.
So I've gone with my heart over my head on this one, because I actually think Leahy's pretty much hit the nail on the head and that will happen. But I'm going to go with my heart. I'm going to go with Rumble KO round 2.
Okay.
Leo?
Interesting. For me, I see this one going longer. I think they're both stronger at this point, and it went on for a little while last time. I think Rumble will keep him going, but he'll have trouble putting DC away. So I think DC will win by a fourth round submission on this one.
So yeah. It's not going all the way.
Not all the way, maybe. Not on this one.
Okay. And I am picking Rumble Johnson. I was close to picking DC, but I've gone with Rumble in round 3 KO for me.
Okay.
It was a tough call. I just think Johnson's got too much power, and if he catches anyone, he caught him a couple of times in the first fight, so I think he can catch him again. And just going with Rumble.
I definitely want that to happen. Yeah, I definitely want Rumble to knock him out, so let's hope it happens.
Next fight, Chris Weidman versus Gegard Mousasi. Alan, once again.
I'm going to play it safe on this one. Really tough fight to call. I'm going Mousasi decision. I think that's a safe bet on this one.
Could
go the other way, Weidman decision, but I can't see them finishing each other, and I feel like Mousasi gets the job done.
Close fight, Eric.
It's a real tough one to call, real tough, but I do fancy Mousasi winning, and I think he's going to knock him out in the third round.
Wow.
Okay.
Dramatic.
Leo?
Good. I have to say, I also fancy Mousasi on this one. I think he's more revved up at the moment there mentally, so I say he's also going to win a decision. On my part. Yeah, I see they're both quite even in size. I think they'll keep going to the end, but Mousasi will edge it.
Okay.
And all of us have gone with Mousasi, because I'm going with Mousasi decision.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world is going for Mousasi.
Yeah.
Mousasi is on a tear right now. He's demolishing everybody, and he looks incredible. That guy's got to be close to a title shot, I would have thought.
And in the women's fight, next up, Cynthia Calvillo versus Pearl Gonzalez.
Well, for me, it's got to be my girl Gonzalez. I've got submission in the third round, Gonzalez.
Okay.
Why, I don't know.
Is it because she's from Brazil or somewhere? Or?
She's got a few submissions on her record, so it's good enough for me.
Okay. Eric?
I'm gonna say that Calvillo repeats the trick. Submission, first round.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to go with Cynthia as well. I think she'll win. She looked good in her last fight. But I think she'll win by decision on this one.
You know, me and Leo now, a couple of predictions. I'm going with Cynthia as well. I've got to do it, guys. I'm going with a decision. I have to play it safe. I'm going with decision. Calvillo. Next up, Thiago Alves versus Patrick Cote. Alan, who you picking?
Again, a tough fight to call. I've got Cote by decision, though. I think he gets it done over three rounds, does enough more than Alves. And, yeah, I can't see him finishing him, but they are a bit chinny, the pair of them.
Chinny winnies.
So, yeah, Cote decision. Eric?
Picking Cote decision, same as you, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty Leo. Boring because I'm picking exactly the same.
Yeah.
Really?
I see this being a war. I see them both like having a real battle here and it being really entertaining. But I think Cote's gonna edge a decision. Like, I think that's probably the best he'll do on this one.
Play it safe.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's three votes for decision Cote, and now it's going to be four votes for decision Cote.
Did you write that down, Paul?
Yeah, I wrote that down, mate.
Show the other two.
They're looking right at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Cote decision, he had it.
Bloody hell, okay.
Four votes for the same one. I mean, that shows that I think we all have the same knowledge on Cote, and I think we, you know...
Watch Thiago Alves knock him out in the first round.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, we'll see what happens. The first fight on the main card is Will Brooks versus Charles Oliveira. Alan?
Again, hard to call. But I feel more confident in Brooks in this one. I feel he'll get the job done by decision as well in this one. Oliveira's a tough cookie. I don't think he'll finish him. And I think he'll do enough to control the fight and get a decision.
Safe Eric. Bet.
Good lord, man. Fucking deja vu.
Yeah.
Brooks decision.
Okay.
Oh, man.
For me, I think, well, Brooks, but I think he gets it done in the second round by submission.
Submission?
Yeah. Oliveira's tapped out in his last two fights. So I kind of see it quite easily, to be honest.
Yeah.
Cool.
Paul?
Round two, yeah?
Yeah, round two.
On this one, I had to pick Oliveira. You know, I chose Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as the determining factor. Submission, round two.
Wow.
Okay.
And that could wrap up the predictions there in a chokehold.
Be careful not to choke on your aspirations.
For more of our podcasts, check out our YouTube channel, Notorious MMA Podcast. Also, find us on iTunes with the podcast app and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah.
Said vengeance is his, but I'ma do it first. I'm gonna handle my business.